We'll have to go through start going through some of the halachas of Chanukah. Obviously, it's not possible to cover all of the halachas of Chanukah. But I would like to divide up what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about some of the halachas which apply prior to the lighting. Then we're going to talk about the halachas of where a person is supposed to light, what are you supposed to use to light, the process of lighting itself, how are you supposed to light, when is the right time to light, who is supposed to light, and we'll go through the halachas of Al Anisim and Hallel, and Be'ez Hashem also St. Talamot to the Bracha, which starts during Chanukah, and some of the halachas apply after a person has lit the Nair. So today we'll start with some of the halachas of before, just some of the halachas of what a person must do before he lights. The halachas to apply before the lights. So I just want to point out, the Rambam, when he introduces Hilchos Chanukah, he says that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah chavivihi ad l'moed. It's a very significant mitzvah, a very special mitzvah, to the extent that the Gemara says that a person would be required to sell his clothing in order to purchase the necessary materials to be able to light. So it's very significant. And the reason why that's so is because it's a chance to publicize the miracles that Kadosh Baruch Hu has done for Klal Yisrael. And because that's so significant, therefore Chazal, even though it's only a Drabbanon, but Chazal gave it a very strong responsibility on a person to make sure that he's going to be lighting there as Chanukah. So wherever we're going to be learning, we're dealing with a mitzvah which is very significant and very special. I want to point out that the mitzvah of the way you publicize the Nes is obviously by lighting the Neris. It's also true that the Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Sefer Marxiah says that even the bracha that you say, by saying the bracha and specifying that you're doing this for the purpose of the mitzvah, that is a way to publicize the nes itself. Chazal said you can't benefit from the light which is there. So make it clear to everybody that you're lighting it for the purpose of publicizing the nes and not because of any other purpose. So Chazal were very careful about this concept of publicizing the nes. And there's a question even if maybe there are other venues where a person would light the Ner Chanukah, which is not the actual mitzvah, but since it's a chance to publicize the nes, it's going to be something which also goes under that mitzvah. We'll talk about that, Be'ez Hashem. Because it's a significant mitzvah, so Chazal want to make sure that you're going to do it and not forget. So when it comes to the zman of the mitzvah, a person should not be learning, Mishnah Berurah says, a person should not be eating, a person should not be involved in anything else which would cause him to forget what he's doing and not light the Nair. There's a question which applies, and we'll see as we learn, when is the proper time to light? Nowadays, which our main lighting is for inside, is there any type of heter? But at least for now, I want to point out, there is an Isser of Achila or Isser of Limud. The only heter which you have is that a person has to have some, if he cannot light at that point in time, is to have some type of a reminder. A halacha of a shomer, pointing somebody to remind him. In that, the Scheinberg points out that for the purpose of a Shomer, a person setting an alarm at the right time he's going to light, would be sufficient, as long as there's some indication on the alarm that what it's for. So nowadays you have alarm clocks, which you can print to what it's supposed to tell you. It rings and it says, light the nearest, you know. Otherwise, if we don't have such a fancy thing, so you put a piece of paper on top of the alarm clock. So when you set the alarm, you go to turn off the alarm, you see the piece of paper, it says, light the Neris. So that would function as a reminder for a person to light the Neris at the proper time, thereby allowing him to continue learning, continue eating, until he's able to get to the time where he's able to light. That not being so, if a person has a chance to light at the proper time, a person should light at the proper time and not push it off until later. Just two announcements.